Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No shortage of headlines from Lansing this week, the state capital, after thousands of teachers. They flooded. They marched on the state capitol yesterday. Among them yesterday was the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And the governor joins us live now to talk about that and some other things this morning. Good morning, Governor. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Nice to have you. So you're joined by these teachers and other people supporting your plan to raise about an additional $526 million for K through 12 education. Do you feel confident you can get that much money?
Well, you know what? Here's what it is. It's actually just putting the school aid fund dollars back into our schools. This is what taxpayers expected when we passed Proposal A. This is what everyone assumes is happening. And yet our school aid fund's been used as a piggy bank to fill other holes in the budget, like fixing the damn roads. And that's why I say we can't continue to rob from one to do the other and not do either one of them well. It's time for us to get it right in Michigan. And the education of our kids is a top priority. We are 50th in this country for outcomes when it comes to literacy. And it correlates directly with the fact that we're also 50th in terms of how much we've invested over the last 20 years in the education of our kids. If we simply put those school aid fund dollars where they belong, we can make the biggest investment in Michigan kids in 20 years. And that's what this is really about, because our economic future depends on our ability to educate our children.
History like that is what makes people leery and distrustful of politicians. That being said, how's the plan going to fix the you-know-what roads?
Well, you know, it's the shell game that's been played that has eroded public confidence in their politicians and in their government. And I feel the same way. I ran for governor because I'm frustrated with politicians who pretend that you can have everything and pay for nothing, who tell you that they've fixed problems when they know darn well that they haven't. And that's why the budget that I've introduced was not an easy solution to put on the table, but it is an honest way to solve the problem. Assessing the fact that we've got a $2.5 billion infrastructure problem in the state of Michigan that is downright dangerous, and we're all paying for bad roads in the form of new rims and tires and windshields. If we fix it at the pump, it's about $23 a month, and it is a heck of a lot smaller investment than what we're paying to fix our cars. And in the long term, it'll make us safer and more viable as a place for businesses to grow and to invest in.
You know, about a month ago, U.S. Senator Gary Peters, he says that he believes the biggest threat to our infrastructure, roads and bridges and the like, is climate change, not the usual wear and tear of cars and maybe building roads out of shoddy materials. He thinks climate change and specifically flooding in the future will be the biggest damage and threat to our infrastructure. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think we are in the position we are in because of underinvestment. It's just that simple. $2.5 billion gap between, you know, what we have and where we really should be in terms of having 90% of our infrastructure in good or fair condition. But Senator Peters is right. Climate change is absolutely impacting what we are confronting. I was at a bridge in Livonia this week where you can see the freeze-thaw cycle that happens more often now because of the climate change situation, and what that means in terms of the erosion of our bridges, where you see concrete coming apart from the metal infrastructure and falling on cars. I took a hammer and I hit the side of the bridge, and you can tell where it is solid and you can hear where it is not just by hitting it. And that's what it takes to assess it. You can't see how bad it is, but we've got the 10th worst bridge infrastructure in the country right now, and it's downright dangerous.
Governor, last night the president kicked off his 2020 reelection bid. What do you think about that, and who are you endorsing in the next presidential election? Do you have a choice yet?
Well, we're pretty far out, which is funny for someone like me to say who ran for 2 years to become governor. But at this juncture, you know, I just came back from a Great Lakes conference of governors and premiers in Milwaukee. And we governors from both sides of the aisle came together and said, we're going to ensure that everyone who's running for president, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat, will have an opportunity to sign on to our Great Lakes agenda. And that's a nonpartisan issue about water. We have 95% of the country's fresh surface water, and we need to demand that whomever the next president is embraces our Great Lakes agenda, and that's something that I'm spearheading. So I'm far from endorsing the candidate. What I'm focused on is making sure that Michigan's priorities are top of the list for all the people running.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I want to get your thoughts on this. Marijuana, it's been legal in the states of Colorado and Washington for several years now, and a Colorado psychiatrist has now said that horrible things are happening to kids in that state. Marijuana has been legal there for several years. Easy access to marijuana products for teenagers and lots of availability and the wide variety of options there. And parents are upset about it. And the psychosis that these psychiatrists are saying are happening more frequently and the addictive nature they say is happening in Colorado to teenagers. It's accessible to them whether or not it's legal or not. It's 21 and over is the legal age in Colorado. But are you concerned about what's happening there? And what could happen in relation to marijuana, the legalization here in the state of Michigan?
Of course, I'm concerned about it. I've got teenagers that I'm raising who are junior and senior in high school this fall. And there's no question that marijuana is everywhere. The voters of our state embraced recreational use. And I think that, we need to abide by that. Michigan's moving forward, and that's why we've got to have protections in place to ensure that it doesn't get in the hands of our young people and that we are observing the findings of legitimate science-based tests. I'm not familiar with the study or the pronouncements that you're referring to, but I will tell you that we take this very seriously, and we've got a duty to make sure that our system is one that is truly regulated and protects our children most importantly.
And all those things in mind, Michigan voters did approve recreational use of marijuana. So when will people be able to go into a store and buy marijuana for recreational use legally?
Well, so right now I've created an agency to oversee this. It's headed by Andrew Brisbow. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback about the steps that we're taking to ensure we've got a well-run, regulated system. And we're moving toward that, but we've got some work to do yet.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer joining us. We appreciate your time this morning. I want to go back real quick to the education budget. You want to help raise $526 million, you say in large part by shifting the school aid fund dollars back to schools. The GOP passed a plan that they would like to shift those school aid fund dollars out of the university budget, put those back into K through 12. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so that's a part of the plan that I put on the table, actually. And I just want to correct something. We're not raising the revenue. We're just putting it where it belongs. These are school aid fund dollars that have been stolen out of our kids' education over the last 10 years. Simply by putting the school aid fund dollars back into our schools, we can infuse over $500 million into raising teacher salary, dropping class size, increasing technology, tripling the number of literacy coaches. This is how we take Michigan from a bottom state to a top 10 state, just by putting the school aid fund dollars where they belong.
Thank you very much, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, for joining us live this morning on WWJ. We appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.